Now, here's your host, Ray I.
Welcome back, everyone. We came back with He Has Risen, Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Happy Easter to everybody. Hope you're having a great Easter weekend. Spend that time with the family tomorrow. Go on an Easter egg hunt. A wonderful time of the year. I've always loved Easter and Easter weekend. Even when I was a little kid back in the 60s. What a great time of the year with the trees in bloom. The wildflowers are coming up. Mushrooms are coming up. Turkeys are gobbling. All the great family meals we had for Easter at my grandparents' house on both sides of the family, and times we spent with our uncles and all of our relatives, the big Sunday dinners after church on Sunday morning, the time of the year when nature's awakening from wintertime. It's great to be in the outdoors and see nature coming back to life, and it always triggers something in me because it is the start of turkey season. It's not far after Easter, so that makes it even better for me. But I have a lot of great memories of Easter and wanted to do this special Easter show for you this weekend and talk a little bit about Easter. Another thing that I've been doing a lot in my seminars around the country, my programs, I have a segment called Remembrance I put together to remember all of those that have went on before us. Of course, all my turkey hunting brothers and sisters that are gone now and all my family members that I shared turkey hunting with, and especially my grandpa and my daddy. But for all of you that are listening, there's probably someone close to your heart that is gone now that you really miss on Easter. We'll be thinking about on Easter. Well, this is for them as well. I believe we should never forget, and this time of the year I can't help but think about a lot of my family that are gone now. This Easter 2018 is especially sad for me because just this past week, my dad's brother, my Uncle Alan, passed away. I always told him he was my favorite uncle, and I got great memories of my Uncle Alan from when I was a kid and growing up, and years later going to grandma's and grandpa's at the farm and then at their other house there in Belgrade, and great memories of my Uncle Alan. I grew up in a family of hunting and turkey hunting, and my grandma, my grandpa, my dad, my uncles, my cousins, and all my friends. And there's going to be an empty chair at the campfire in this year's media hunt. My brother and friend Spence Turner is gone now. And then while I was in Hawaii, an old friend that I hunted with in the 1970s passed away, Wilson Milne, better known as Butch. Me and Butch had a lot of great adventures through the years, and especially in the 1970s. Great times hunting down in Johnson Mountain area, Pruitt Mountain. Spent a lot of time at the campfire turkey hunting, and then the early day media hunts on the Mineral Fork. It's really sad that he's gone now. And so with that, on this Easter weekend, I'm going to play Remembrance that I play in my seminars and dedicate this to Butch Milne and to my brother Spence Turner and my Uncle Alan, my daddy's brother. It's going to be a sad Easter 2018. Went to be home with his Virginia. Remembrance.
I could see
Thanks for joining us for Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning radio show.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, helping you enjoy the outdoors since 1967. Mossberg Quality Firearms, built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eye on the Outdoors. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. RTP Outdoors, rtpoutdoors.com.
Thanks for joining us, and always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire. Be safe out there in the woods and on the water. Say goodbye, Peanut.
Defend her still today, but there ain't no doubt.